Ukraine security issue.
Russian forces continue to wage terror on peaceful Ukrainian cities. In the morning of October 17th, Kyiv was again attacked with Iranian-made kamikaze drones, with 5 blows damaging energy infrastructure, facilities and a residential building. Currently, 4 deaths have been reported, among them a pregnant woman. Around 2 dozen people have been wounded, said Vitaly Klitschko, Kyiv mayor. Rescue operations are still underway. Klitschko said 28 drones had headed to the capital this morning, and while most were intercepted, 5 had hit several locations causing explosions, said Vitaly Klitschko. Other Ukrainian cities also suffered Russian attacks. 3 drones struck an industrial infrastructure facility in the Mykolaiv region today, with oil reservoirs set on fire. Another fire broke out in the pharmaceutical stock, reported Mykolaiv mayor Alexander Sinkevich. Energy and critical infrastructure facilities came under fire in the Sumy and Dnipropetrovsk regions, resulting in death and casualties. According to Internal Affairs Minister Denis Monastirsky, a total of 42 drones were launched upon Ukraine in the morning. 36 of them were intercepted by the Ukrainian armed forces. Andriy Yermak, head of the Office of the President of Ukraine, referred to the attacks as a sign of the enemy's agony, adding that these efforts are useless. Yermak reached out to international partners in regard to providing Ukraine with additional air defense systems as soon as possible. Ukraine's ambassador in Washington, Oksana Markarova, in a live address on the CBS News, also called on the USA to do everything in their power to speed up weapons deliveries to Ukraine, with a priority for air defense systems.
Yes, we still need all the weapons we're talking about, with air defense being a priority after these horrible strikes that we've all seen returning not only to select cities, but everywhere in Ukraine, and especially in Kyiv and infrastructure before the winter. Unfortunately, these systems are difficult to produce, and they're not ready on the shelves waiting, but we're doing everything possible and asking our partners to do everything possible to speed up not only the delivery, but also the ordering of the system. So hopefully, you heard your president been very clear on trying to accelerate the delivery of those, and we are counting on more systems to be announced and decisions taken to produce, because we do need to secure as many places in Ukraine as possible, as many children in Ukraine as possible from Russian rockets.
French Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu has announced that France will send Crotale short-range surface-to-air missile systems to Ukraine. He explained that in line with the plans, Ukraine will be able to deploy the batteries within 2 months. Training for Ukrainian artillery troops in operating the advanced air defense system is also to be provided. Iran plans to send ballistic missiles to Russia for the war in Ukraine, reads a recent article in the Washington Post, citing U.S. intelligence officials. Experts believe that Iran's armaments industry is preparing the first shipment of short-range missile capable of striking targets at distances of 300 and 700 kilometers. Iran officially denies supplying the Russian army with weapons. At the same time, military departments and the world media have made numerous statements about Iranian drones being delivered to Russia for use against Ukraine. In the meantime, Israel's Minister of Diaspora Affairs Nachman Shai advocated his country's provision of military aid to Ukraine, just as the US and NATO. In a tweet, he wrote that there is no longer any doubt where Israel should stand in this bloody conflict. Minister Shai's statement came as a response to the news of Iranian arms shipments to Russia. Ukraine is working with Iran's neighbors' countries to halt all logistical corridors or weapons delivered from Iran to Russia, said David Arachamia, MP and member of Ukraine's negotiation group. Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia called for the creation of a special tribunal to try the leadership of the Russian Federation. The foreign ministers of the Baltic states have issued a joint statement calling on the European Union, together with international partners, to help Ukraine create a special tribunal that will judge the top leadership of the Russian Federation. The minister's statement reads that the deliberate targeting of civilian homes, schools and playgrounds, as well as civilian infrastructure across Ukraine, is just the latest episode of Russia's unprovoked terror campaign against Ukrainian people. In addition to shelling civilians and critical infrastructure, Russia is using rape and sexual violence as part of its military strategy in Ukraine, Pramila Patten, UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict, said in an interview with AFP on Thursday. When women are held for days and raped, when you start to rape little boys and men, when you see a series of genital mutilations, when you hear women testify about Russian soldiers equipped with Viagra, it's clearly a military strategy. The numbers will never reflect reality, because sexual violence largely goes underreported in conflicts. Sexual violence is a silent crime with the least number of convictions. I think it is highly positive that such attention is brought to sexual violence in conflicts, which is usually regarded as an inevitable side effect. But no, it is a crime, and we understand this today. As we have reported earlier, dozens of cases have been filed in Ukraine in connection with sexual crimes perpetrated by the Russian military. The UN released their report late September, confirming that they managed to verify more than 100 cases of rape or sexual assault in Ukraine since Russia invaded in February 22. The data obtained to date suggests that the age of the victims of sexual violence ranges from 4 to 82 years old.